Liberia's civil war, as we heard earlier, lasted about a decade. The civil war in Colombia has lasted a lot longer, and it's still going on. Since 1964, the rebels of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the FARC, have been trying to topple the government in Bogota. For the past 2 years, though, the two sides have been holding peace talks in Cuba, and now the talks are in crisis after FARC rebels kidnapped Colombian General Ruben Dario Alzate on Sunday. Reporter Nadja Drost is in Bogota.
This is unprecedented that a military official of such high stature was kidnapped by the FARC guerrilla in the midst of peace talks.
This general, Ruben Dario Alzate, wasn't like he was taken from his home in Bogota or a military camp. He traveled to some little village near this provincial Colombian capital. I mean, set the scene for us. What was he doing?
Well, this is exactly the question that every Colombian right now is asking. This general is in charge of a region in Colombia which is really explosive. It's at the crosshairs of several armed groups, which include the FARC. And so this general has about 2,000 men under his arm who are spread across the region. And he chose to travel pretty much unaccompanied in a very small boat towards a tiny hamlet in a very rural, isolated part of this region on a river with just two other people, a lawyer who represents the military, as well as a military corporal.
I mean, it's very confusing. Why would a general do that?
We don't know what the purpose of his trip or his meeting was, but given the circumstances, there are suspicions that General Alzate Mora knew who he was going to meet, that he was going to meet the FARC, and that it was for some kind of potential negotiation with them. Why do people think that? Because of the fact that he was, you know, wearing civilian clothing. His boat landed at a hamlet, and according to residents of this hamlet, they told a local newspaper that they witnessed, you know, General Alzate Mora and his two accompaniers get off the boat and walk towards a church, and that within minutes there was a boat of FARC guerrilla who also were not wearing their own fatigues, their own camouflage fatigues, who also showed up by this church, and that the entire group, you know, these military representatives and the FARC representatives, were all wearing civilian clothing and none of them were armed. Mm. So a very strange kind of meeting happening, lots of questions about what were they trying to do. And then minutes later, you have General Alzate Mora detained and taken away by the FARC.
Yeah, it's all very, very confusing. And I gather this crisis is now playing out on Twitter in Colombia.
One of the other mysterious elements of this story is that about an hour after the general was kidnapped, the first news to break about it was actually broken by Colombia's ex-president, Álvaro Uribe, on his Twitter account, which raises a lot of questions. Why was he the first to know about this? And hours later, you have Colombia's current president, Juan Manuel Santos, questioning his own minister of defense on Twitter, asking for an explanation as to what General Alzate Mora was doing on such a mysterious mission unaccompanied by other military officials.
What does this all mean for the peace process? What's next?
You have a really difficult situation here where we have these peace talks going on during an armed conflict that continues to rage. And I think that a lot of people are looking at this latest incident, this really high-profile kidnapping, of one way in which the FARC is wielding its power and is reminding the government of what it's capable of to perhaps try to apply even more pressure on the government to agree to a bilateral ceasefire.
Reporter Nadja Drost speaking with me from Colombia's capital, Bogota. Thank you for your time, Nadja.
Thank you, Marco.